Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with the Reimagine Success podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the topic of community. We just got off the holiday season. So many people were celebrating the holidays, be it Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, with family and friends. And community is so important for us, just as people and as human beings. So we'll talk more about that today. Last podcast, we talked about finding your passion for the new year. And the crystal was follow what you love, like, and enjoy. That ties in very well with the topic of community. Because as you are finding your passion, it is important to support that with a community that can help you flourish and grow in whatever your passion is. So we will talk more about community, but also I wanted to go over our crystal for today. Our crystal for today is, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And this is a quote by Helen Keller. I'm going to say that one more time. Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. Quote by Helen Keller. So as I get into the topic for today, which is community, just want to talk about community just in general and how important it is for us as human beings. For those of you who are Christian and believe in scripture, community is also talked about in the Bible. Scripture reinforces the truth that we were created for community. God created us not to be isolated beings, but rather people who live life with others. And for Christians, the primary way that we show community is by belonging to a church. But there are many ways for us to be in community with others. As I mentioned, for the holidays, we've been celebrating with family, friends, and various communities and groups that we are a part of to celebrate, spend time, and enjoy the holiday season. But being a part of community can also, like I said, support you when you are trying to find your passion, or as now we're starting with the new year and many people have their New Year's resolutions. Community is an important way to help guide you and give you support in keeping your New Year's resolutions or keeping you accountable for your New Year's resolutions. So some of the benefits of community are very vast. One of the first benefits of community is just the social connection and engagement that we get by being in community with others. Now, I know during the pandemic, many of us did isolate in our homes and, in order to avoid COVID and getting sick. And that isolation, out of that isolation, there a lot of problems and things did rear their ugly head during that time, especially for kids who weren't going to school. So they were isolated at home and did not have the friendships and the normal communities that they would have. Kids were not excelling in the way that they were but pre-pandemic. And so I know we're trying to get past that, but that was just another example of how without community and the lack of community, we as people can suffer. So social connection and engagement are associated with better physical health, a stronger immune system, improved mood, a lower risk of dementia. They help individuals bounce back during stressful situations. So communities can provide physical, mental, emotional health. Another thing that community provides is giving a people a sense of belonging, which once again reduces the risk of mental health issues, lowers heart disease, lowers mortality rates, and contributes to better overall health. So it's not surprising that community and being a part of a community can improve your physical and mental well-being. And the third benefit that I'll mention today is that resilient communities can come together and adapt and change. And so we've seen that, you know, when natural disasters occur and tough things occur within communities like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes, communities can come together, you know, put together their resources, adapt, and support each other during these hard times and adversity. So just within those communities, you'll have strong, if you have a strong leadership, you'll have more cohesion, and it'll just help that situation, that adverse situation, go better, you know, help people to move on or get back on their feet more quickly with the community. So community is very important for just us as human beings. And if you think about babies, babies are often drawn to their mother, their father, grandparents. They're drawn to others. They need others. And so we're designed to be a part of a community. Another example of a community that I like to talk about, this one is a little bit more on the forefront of, I guess, the future and social media. Social media, you know, has, and the internet has brought us new communities and helped us expand our reach to the people that we're able to connect with. Now we can connect with a click of a button with people from different countries and people from all over the world who have similar interests, likes through these communities, online communities. It's recently started getting on TikTok, and TikTok has, you know, various communities of people on there. And if you are on TikTok, you'll see, and if you're not on TikTok, I'll describe it to you. But basically, you have a feed that'll feed you different posts, and it kind of has an algorithm that tries to figure out what your interests are so that it can feed you more posts of topics and videos that you're interested in. And on TikTok, in order to, anyone can have a page on TikTok, but in order to do live posting or post a website link, you have to have at least 1,000 followers. And as you move more up the ranks to 10,000 followers and beyond, then that unlocks other capabilities of TikTok for you to use as a creator. And so, you know, many people on TikTok, you know, use TikTok just for entertainment, just to browse and look and see. But there are many people who want to be creators on TikTok and have been trying to get their 1,000 followers so that they can unlock the lives that they can do, the live streams they can do, and posting their website links as well. And there was a Black lady who started a movement, basically, to try to build a community of Black women on TikTok that follow each other. And the movement's called Black Girl Follow Train. And so it's Black women following other Black women on TikTok to help boost their followers so that, you know, some of the women have businesses or want to do the TikTok, want to do the live streaming on there to help each other boost their followers on the platform. This hashtag, Black Girl Follow Train, has been one of the most popular hashtags on TikTok over the past month, with over 188 million views. And I was able to try it out, and I went from 28 followers on TikTok to over 1,000 followers in a matter of 3 days. And how did this happen? This happened through community. Basically, a community of Black women on TikTok have been following each other back. So if you follow a Black woman, then she would follow you back. And everyone's following each other back in order to help boost the followers for the women, so that they'd be able to get over the 1,000 followers, or in some cases, some people's goal was 10,000. And then that would unlock live streaming and adding links to your business or your personal web pages. And it's just so inspiring for me to see how it's really started a movement on TikTok for Black women. There are thousands of Black women who went from, you know, 100 followers to 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, just by the support that they received from one another on the platform. And the benefit is that some women's businesses are getting more exposure. There was one lady who posted a video where she said that, you know, she had been on hard times, and the boost that she got and the exposure that she got from all of the followers who were able to see her page on TikTok really helps her get through and make some money to get through the next month when she didn't know how she was going to do it. And she sold like headscarves and those type of things. And she was able to sell more. So it was really a benefit for her. And I know so many other women on there. So the power of community is real. When we put all of our efforts together, community can make a difference. And as I said, with the crystal of the day, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And the good thing about on TikTok, the following people is free and unlimited. You can follow, you know, as many people as you want. The only stipulation they have is that you can't follow more than approximately 200-ish people a day. So once you get to your limit, it'll stop you from doing following. You have to wait till the next day. But that's really unlimited, the number of people you can follow. So it was really cool how a movement could be born out of just following other women back and boosting them. And like I said, it helped me go from 28 followers to over 1,000 on TikTok as well. So as I just kind of reflect on community, once again, like I said, many of you are thinking about New Year's resolutions or have them in mind. Use the power of community to help you, you know, do your New Year's resolutions past 1 month or 1 week. Get involved with either a group, it could be an online group or an in-person group to help you reach your goal. If it's working out, you know, a gym is a great place for you to get that community. If it's some other type of schooling, you know, that joining a group where you can do that will help you. So just really use the power of community to help change and shape your life. Just going back to the TikTok example, there was one lady who was considered the person to start the movement. And she basically said, if, you know, you follow me, I'll follow you back and I will help you. And let's help each other and build this community. And it really just took the one spark to help inspire other women to follow each other back and help each other and boost each other up on the platform. And that TikTok is one example of something that we can do in our everyday lives with our friends, our family, our coworkers. We can build that community and work to continue to strengthen that community throughout this new year so that we can support each other and help boost each other up and build each other up so that we can reach our goals for this new year. Once again, I am Melanie Crystal, and this is the Reimagine Success Podcast. I do hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and much success for this new year. Take care. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.